November 18th, 2012, Blessed Mother says, Praise be to Jesus. With what immense love I come here to this site, to place my mark of love upon the heart of the world. I desire my children recognize my genuine efforts here. Sadly, instead they come, many of them, to search out only the negatives, negatives which have no foundation in truth. This is not discernment, and quite often spiritual pride, even jealousy. Today I would like to examine this sin of jealousy. This evil is born of pride, as are all sins, but jealousy is inflamed by an insecurity, a feeling that someone has something they don't have. Sometimes it is physical appearance, sometimes possessions, reputation, even power. This, sadly, is often the case when people rash judge an apparition. At the heart of many a false discernment is the feeling of, why would heaven choose that person to speak through or to appear to? Once Satan plants the seed of envy, the importance of the message is discounted. In the case of this particular apparition, no legitimate investigation was ever done. Proper procedures were disregarded, just as they were in the closing of the 50 churches. It is fair to say, going through the motions to achieve the end so much desired on an official level was the order of the day. None of this alters the truth of this mission. It is the same, the salvation of souls, a goal that should readily be embraced by all. I do not come for my welfare, but for your own. I do not speak for the sake of speaking, but to instruct and guide. If you choose not to listen, the future does not bode well for your country or for you yourselves. Pray against the cowardice of false discernment. Believe.